Freak Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org. We have another call here. Roberto, you're on the air.
Skipper Bob, how you doing here? I'm in Denver at the Democratic Convention, obviously on the outside of the corporate show.
What's going on today?
Well, we've had a little less turnout in the streets than expected, but it's actually been growing the past day or so. And things are tense here a little bit. There's been clashes off and on. About 90 people were arrested yesterday in a clash as the police stopped a march before it began.
What happened? That was last night, right? What time was that?
Yeah, that was last night. That was probably around 7 o'clock. The march was scheduled to leave about 6, and people were hanging around the Food Not Bombs area. And then the police came in, and the march began, but it didn't get very far. Blocked, and then protesters tried to divert another direction, and they got diverted down, over by the Sheraton, which must have been quite a show for the few people that were there. Most of them were out at the convention, probably enjoying the show inside the Pepsi Center.
So the cops came in and pushed people from the Food Not Bombs meal, or what happened?
No, they didn't. They just became a presence at the Food Not Bombs meal.
Oh.
They sort of came in, surrounded the area, and then folks got ready to walk out, and they didn't get very far. Maybe a couple hundred yards, and then the street was blocked as they were headed downtown. And so they were diverted a couple of blocks away and then hemmed in on a street where the Sheraton Hotel is housing convention delegates. That's about it. It's, actually more people have showed up the first day and Sunday, which was the day before the convention. There was a kind of a sparse attendance, but it definitely increased yesterday, and there's lots of people out today. It's a nice sunny day here.
Right.
In Civic Center Park, which is not far from the convention, and a procession of puppets just took off and went downtown on a march. There's been several marches since we've been here, but pretty heavy police presence. Yeah.
We're talking to Roberto here. He's in Colorado right now with the DNC protests that are happening right now. And last night, I believe people got pepper sprayed. There was
some pepper spray. I've been at a few of these things before. I must say that the police are interesting tactics. They're not as aggressive as they have been in the past. They seem to be selectively picking people out. Like they hemmed in probably a couple hundred people last night, let a lot of them go, let about 100 of them go, but then arrested others, and there didn't seem to be a rhyme or reason to it other than what looked like a captain sort of pointing to people who to arrest. So the numbers that have been circulating around right now, there was a couple hundred or a couple thousand protesters, although I think that's increased quite a bit today as I look around the park. 15,000 journalists, 4,000 delegates, and 30,000 police.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
So, I think that's kind of a microcosm of things to come. It's very interesting. A lot of the chants going on, a very popular chant this time around is anti-capitalista. There's a fairly large black bloc here, which I hadn't seen in a couple of years, actually. Okay, Skidmark Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, we have our person that was arrested here last night here in Denver. I'm going to put him on the line for you.
Sounds good.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Who am I talking to?
This is Jared Paul.
Jared, what's going on? You got arrested last night at the DNC. Tell us what happened.
There was a full day of action, and before I start anything, I would certainly have to give credit to the various different Denver anti-war communities and coalitions for really getting people just rallied and organized. There's been different actions all day, every day. So last night's action was a nighttime event, I wasn't aware whether it was sanctioned or not. We were here in the Civic Center Park, where Food Not Bombs has been serving people twice a day. And after the actions of the daytime, there were speakers, and there was a very, very successful march that went through downtown to the Federal Building. And as the evening was sort of winding down, people were eating dinner outside here at Food Not Bombs. And then it just ended up being so many people here. I think folks sort of decided on their own that it was maybe time to go down and lobby some of the, you know, some of the delegates outside of the Pepsi Center. And you know, we were momentum filled and people got really excited, and I think we could have stayed on the sidewalk till we got down there, but a large number of people wanted to get into the street. And you know, the Denver police have been out and beyond full force. And I was at the DNC and the RNC in Boston and New York respectively in 2004, and for cities that are so much bigger than, you know, Denver, particularly New York, I mean, the Denver cops have more stormtroopers, horse cops, bike cops, helicopter cops, more than I had seen at either of those. And they had sort of been circling around the park and building up and looking for some reason or something to do for a long time. I'm hearing the call waiting. Is that you or somebody else?
It's not me. Were there a lot of cops on horseback?
Many of them. So as we saw off, people were really spirited, and you know, they took the street. And it, you know, there was nothing violent going on. It was just very spirited, and a very large contingent of officers in a very surreptitious fashion set up strategically behind on the sides and in the front, and they blocked the line. And I was hoping, you know, it wasn't my march. I didn't organize it. It was sort of like a natural thing that coalesced and developed. The youth, it was a youth-led action, and the youth in the vanguard were very spirited, and I was hoping that we could scatter and get back to the sidewalk and use the sidewalks and make it down to the Pepsi Center. But, you know, the youth made up their mind. You know, they were peaceful, but, you know, they were like, it's our right to be in the street. We're not committing any crime. You know, there were, at that point, there were maybe, it's hard to guesstimate on the fly, there were maybe 400 to 500 people there.
Right.
Certainly no less than 350. But they locked arms and they marched directly into the line of the police officers. At which point they, you know, they maced everybody indiscriminately. People went down. I left the street or was attempting to leave the street, and I was calling for as many people as possible to, you know, to get back onto the sidewalk and to stick together. I wasn't even necessarily trying to be, I was definitely not trying to be a provocateur. This was a very, you know, legal and peaceful action. And I know that the policy of the riot cops is to isolate people and then arrest them once they've been isolated. And those are instances where brutality happens and, you know, rights get trampled.
Right.
So I was calling for folks to get back onto one side of the sidewalk and to stay together so that if they were going to charge everybody, they would have to charge everyone together. And hopefully so that we could continue, you know, our effort to head to the Pepsi Center legally on the sidewalks. And I got singled out by this very violent, right-wing officer from Aurora, and you know, he thought that I was, you know, he saw me, you know, in an attempt to decapitate any sort of facilitators within the group, you know. And I told him that, you know, he said, "You're under," you know, he just grabbed me and said, "You're under arrest." And I was like, you know, I'm not resisting. You know, at which point he slammed me to the ground and very violently kneed me in the back and put my arms up and put the ties on my wrist so tight that they were, you know, I've had ties put on me before, but I've never been, you know, I've never had blood dripping from my wrist before. And that definitely happened this time.
Yeah.
And that's not to say, you know, I don't want to paint the cops out as the bad guys. I certainly don't envy their position.
Right.
I think a lot of them are trying to hold their ground and be decent people. But a lot of them are really perceive this as a scary, violent thing. They've been waiting for any excuse to, you know, the ones who are of that variety have been waiting for a while to use all this new fancy equipment they've got. And, you know, I believe in socialist tendencies. I believe in anarchist tendencies. I believe in democratic tendencies, but I'm not an anarchist or a socialist necessarily. I'm a citizen of the United States. I'm a social worker. I'm a journalist. You know, I just want to see workers' rights and people's rights advance. But I certainly think that our efforts are hurt sometimes by certain folks at these actions who have never been arrested themselves, but think nothing of going up and screaming obscenities in an officer's face when they're holding down the lines, and they agitate and exacerbate the situation, and that results in me getting my ass kicked in the middle of the street instead of just peaceably taken down.
We're talking to Jared here live at the DNC. He was arrested yesterday, August 25th, right?
Yes, sir.
In the evening, where they came in. I believe they pepper sprayed some folks, and then they arrested folks. You were one of the folks arrested as well.
Yep.
And you're talking about some agitation that happened in the crowd. A lot of times the police send in their own undercovers to do some of the agitation, or even federal agents as well. Sometimes that happens as well.
That is true, but there are a lot of people in amongst our own ranks who provoke officers and build this dynamic and it build this negative dynamic, and it's like giving oxygen to a fire.
Right,
like the fire of their prejudice is already there.
Yeah,
the fire of their brutality and testosterone is already there. Like, why give it more oxygen? And it also, I mean, at the same time, it should go without saying, I'm not a person of color. I don't have family members illegally detained at the moment, or who have been, victims of police brutality and detained at the same time. So a lot of times those feelings come from that. There is a certain element here that's, or rather I should say, myself in particular, I don't believe in provoking them. I believe in humanizing them. I believe in trying to make them see that they're on our side. I often say to police officers, and to be fair, just to give a little context, I've been involved in this movement for, just about 10 years now. I've been to actions from London to San Francisco. And, I often say to officers, it's unfortunate that you have to be here today in this capacity. I want to let you know that, I don't hate you and the people who are vulgarly insulting to you do not necessarily speak for all of us.
Right.
But I do wish that you were here on this side of the line, and you can do that anytime you want,
So
I look at them in their face, not with hatred, but with real working class appeal.
So Jared, what were you charged with?
I was charged with obstructing a public roadway, disturbing the peace, and interfering with authority command, something like that.
Like a resisting arrest charge.
It wasn't resisting. I believe that would be a felony, and that would be a very serious thing.
They're misdemeanors in some, I don't know where it is over there, but California, it's a misdemeanor to resist arrest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
These guys are all hopped up. And I can tell you, for anybody who thought, I'm trying to check myself to see if I'm saying things that are irresponsible.
No,
but I thought
I
don't Colorado
know.
Would be like,
that's good.
John
I think
Denver and Granola and, I knew there was some military presence out here, but I didn't
right.
realize that the Denver Police Department would be potentially as aggressive as New York or LA or Boston or something. There was certainly some nice people in there, but there was a real lot of tough guys and a real lot of very physical tactics.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. We're talking to Jared, who's live from the DNC. Tell us about being arrested last night, and any quick last words here for the folks here in Santa Cruz.
Yep. My name is Jared Paul. I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. I'm part of the Rhode Island Community Coalition for Peace, and I would like to say, thank you to all the different coalitions around the country for people who are organizing, against war, and whether it's a local action or whether it's a national action, the Denver folks really did their work. There are not thousands and thousands of people here like there are in our RNC, but we're not in a major metropolitan area. There are a ton of people here, regardless of what the corporate media is saying. There are a significant block of a couple thousand people here who are showing out to every action. The morale is really high, and there are diverse pockets of things going on with delegates, going on with organizing, going on with music, going on with marches everywhere around the city. So support your independent media, democracynow.org, and this station, for broadcasting and being willing to put something like this on live and in real time. that this is our, you know, we don't own our own magazines. We don't own our own MSNBC or CNN, these big forums of lies and misdirection. Local media, like what you're doing, is our forum. And so thank you and keep it strong.
Right on. Thanks, Jared. I appreciate it. You guys take care out there.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Freak Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org.
Been parting on the left, and now they're parting on the right. And the beards have all grown longer overnight. And I tip my hat to the new constitution. Take a bow for the new revolution. Smile and grin at the changes all around. Pick up my guitar.